realised that if you remove all of the rubbish contained in the harbour, then you also take away the homes of the creatures living there. Earlier this year, with the help of the Sydney Harbour Federation Trust, we reached a decision to expand our study and start putting rubbish back into particular areas of the harbour. So far, we have used things like old car tyres and rope, but we have a plan to carry out a more detailed study to test out a variety of artificial structures and see whether the sea creatures in the harbour find these as attractive a home as the rubble of the past. We'll also catalogue the creatures living there, and the data collected from the sites will be analysed to establish whether these artificial reefs have in fact helped to increase the volume of fish in the harbour. In the meantime, if you have any suggestions of other possible sites with submerged rubbish that would be suitable for our research, please speak to me after the lecture.
Recording 12.
Good morning, everyone. What you can see on the screen behind me is Sydney Harbour, and it may surprise you to learn that this horrible rubbish lying at the bottom of the harbour was actually put there intentionally as part of a conservation project. Now, the idea of putting rubbish into the harbour instead of cleaning it out may seem absurd to you, but allow me to explain. 2 years ago, I was involved in a study with the University of Sydney. We were asked to try to calculate the number of fish and different species living in Sydney Harbour. During this study, the divers noticed that in the areas cleared of rubbish, very little life remained, whereas the old cars and other debris lying on the seafloor actually provided a rich habitat for an abundance of creatures, including up to 20 species of fish, crabs and seahorses, and amazing plants such as sea tulips with bright red bodies. We